Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, everybody. It is Monday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My name is Adam Bittner, assistant sports editor for multimedia at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Here with Brian Batko for an emergency Russell Wilson podcast. Brian, the Steelers reach a one-year deal with Russell Wilson. He, I believe, tweeted out the news himself on Sunday night.
I think Adam Schefter scooped Russell Wilson by a minute on his own free agency news. So you hate to see that, but yeah, that was pretty late Sunday night. I was actually already asleep, so sort of woke up to the big news.
Yeah, this is normally Chris Carter's slot on Mondays, but because we anticipated something might happen, we published Sunday's North Shore Drive or Monday's North Shore Drive on Sunday. So me and Brian are here to react to the Steelers deal. So we're going to get into all of
Danger
that.
Danger Brian Batko, if you don't see my name.
Brian Batko is here. Yeah, I left the banner. I left the banner off so that we could see Brian's name here.
It doesn't flow quite as well as Danger Russ Wilson, but it'll do for one show.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. So we're going to talk about all this. Before we do, just want to thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast, Pella Windows and Doors of Pittsburgh. There's no better place to get new windows and doors installed in your home than Pella, who can help you save on energy costs year-round. Schedule a free in-home consultation with your local Pella Windows and Doors to find the right product for your home and budget. Give them a call at 866-593-1560 to discuss your project further. That's 866-593-1560 to get started planning on your new windows and doors installation with Pella Windows and Doors of Pittsburgh. Brian, we've been saying on this podcast, on other podcasts for the last month and a half, that we felt it was unlikely that the Steelers were going to make any kind of big splash in free agency, in the draft, in the trade market to try to get a quarterback to compete with Kenny Pickett. Believed that they were going to want to see what Kenny Pickett had in an offense that was not being run by Matt Canada. Yet here we are. Why do you think the calculus ended up being different than what we've been talking about for the last handful of weeks?
Well, I don't necessarily know that the calculus was different, Adam. Maybe this was just a case of the Steelers moving in a way that they didn't let on publicly. And if that's the case, I'd say that's a credit to them. Why would you want the rest of the world knowing your thinking in a business where the smallest of advantages can help you extract the most value, which is clearly what they did in this case with Russell Wilson? I did sort of mention as an aside on Thursday's show with Paul Zeiss that things have been so quiet this offseason with Kenny Pickett that it almost made me wonder in the back of my mind if he had been given an inkling by the team that maybe it's not quite as hunky-dory as they were spinning it publicly. Now I think we know either one, that was the case, or two, they've just been flying by the seat of their pants and got wind of Russell Wilson interest and vice versa, and it came together quickly. I tend to think with all the back channeling and whatnot that happens in the NFL, that's probably not it. I have a feeling that maybe Omar Khan, Mike Tomlin and company were eyeing this more than they let on. But yeah, it is interesting now what this means for the offense, for Wilson, for Kenny Pickett. It's, Ray Fittipaldo wisely pointed it out in his story that's online now. It wasn't a throwaway thing for Omar Khan to say he has an obligation to try to improve this team by every avenue possible. And clearly they're doing that at quarterback. One through line of the last few evaluations they've made, aside from maybe the Mitch Trubisky, whatever went on there, but drafting Kenny Pickett in 2022 He was the first quarterback off the board and sort of fell into their laps at 20. And now Russell Wilson sort of falls into their laps for the vet minimum in free agency. Maybe they're acknowledging that it's very difficult to know for sure how to hit things at quarterback, but at the very least, they want to extract some value and give themselves some flexibility with spending on the rest of their roster and zig while the other AFC teams are zagging that way.
Let's talk about, you know, what kind of value might be there to be mined. Obviously, Russell Wilson's going to be 36, not a spring chicken, but, you know, he did throw 26 touchdown passes last season. What do you think he has left in the tank, Brian? Because the way I look at it, I understand the skeptics who say he hasn't won anything in a while. He's pretty close to washed up. But I'd also say if you believed in Ben Roethlisberger and you talked yourself into Ben Roethlisberger pretty much at any point after his arm exploded in 2019, don't you at least have to give Russell Wilson a chance to show what he can do? Because that's kind of where I am, because just the way things went with Roethlisberger and the belief that people had in him, when I think it was pretty clear in the statistics and in, you know, the zip that he had on the ball that he was probably done for a couple of years, hey, you know, Russell Wilson can still throw a deep ball, which I think puts you ahead of where you were in those last couple of years of Ben Roethlisberger.
Broadly, yes. On a more granular level, I think there's probably an argument that could be made. So much of Russell Wilson's game and what made him great was predicated on his mobility and his freelancing. And has that declined too much at this point in his career? Or was it just not a good fit for what Sean Payton wanted to do in Denver? I think some of both of those things could be true. But generally, yeah, I mean, it does sort of put the Steelers back in a very familiar position where they were with late stage Ben of, okay, we've got this Super Bowl winning future Hall of Fame quarterback who's we're going to trust to lead to the promised land. And, you know, Ben was kind of game manager, caretaker, whatever you want to call it by the end of things. I mean, he had moments, the near Vikings and Chargers comebacks for sure, where he looked like his vintage self. But yeah, by the end it was, you know, a lot of dump offs, a lot of short passes, taking what the defense gives them and thinking the game more than playing it the way he used to physically. I think that's kind of got to be the MO now for Russell Wilson. And there are a lot of schematic similarities with what's excelled for him and what Arthur Smith has been good at in his career. Obviously, run first philosophy and then play action off of that. I believe the Broncos and Falcons were both top 10 in play action usage last year, which was sort of another thing in the back of my mind, made me think maybe this idea of Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh is not that outlandish, in addition to his off the field, you know, connections here, as Jerry Dulac has outlined in a couple stories since the news first broke of them having interest in Russ. So yeah, I mean, it is a different trajectory now than sort of putting your eggs in the Kenny Pickett basket with a rookie. But same overall, I guess, mindset of we don't need you to be Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen for this offense. We just need you to keep us on schedule, on time, and, you know, quarterback mobility. We know Mike Tomlin's been beating that drum probably since Russell Wilson ran all over them in 2019 and extended some big plays for the Seahawks back then to beat the Steelers at what was then Heinz Field, now Acrisure Stadium, in the game that Ben Roethlisberger first injured that right elbow. So yeah, I was thinking about a lot of those things over the last, you know, 6 to 8 hours or so since I've been awake, or maybe it just feels that long. But yeah, it's not something that I anticipated. To go back to what you were talking about at the top there, I would have probably bet on Mason Rudolph returning and running back that whole circumstance. And if not that, I would have thought Ryan Tannehill because of the Arthur Smith connection, but Steelers going for a bigger swing. And the only thing that I sort of question, while you can't poke any holes in the financial ramifications of it, if you were going to do this and shed so much doubt, cast so much doubt on Kenny Pickett's standing and future here as QB1, would it have been worth just trading for Justin Fields instead and going with a younger option and seeing how that shook out? That's all water under the bridge now, but these will be the revisionist history scenarios that we look at down the road.
Yeah, I think those things are going to be interesting to talk about, especially as we see what happens with Justin Fields, where he ends up, whether he stays in Chicago, backs up Caleb Williams, ends up starting somewhere else. I think you're going to have that comparison going on one screen, on another. If Mason Rudolph does get a chance to start in this league, I think you're obviously going to have a situation kind of like you did with Josh Dobbs last season, where you're watching and saying, hey, this is what the Steelers did have. How does it match up? I want to touch on the offense real briefly before we move on to talking a little bit about Kenny Pickett. We've talked, you know, pretty much since Arthur Smith was hired, about how that Titans group with Ryan Tannehill, Derrick Henry, how that was kind of the template for the Steelers offense. But now that they have Russell Wilson here, now that he has that, ability to kind of create things with his legs, are the Super Seahawks that he, you know, led to Super Bowls maybe the better template for where the Steelers offense might go? Or do you still look at what Arthur Smith did in Tennessee and say, that's probably a better base of what, you know, he wants to do, and then maybe Russell Wilson can add some dimensions off of that?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You've got to marry those two ideas to me, Adam. I mean, and that's literally Arthur Smith's job, right? His job is to coordinate the offense that works best for this team. And assuming Russell Wilson is indeed the starter, I'd be pretty stunned if it goes in a different direction. You're going to, yes, want to lean into his strengths. We know that Arthur Smith's heavy on the tight end usage, 12 personnel. At his size and just that, certainly at this stage of his career, I don't know that Russell Wilson's all that adept at using the middle of the field. So you might have to make some concessions there if you're Arthur Smith. But one thing that I do think he can still do, and you know, you're seeing it from a lot of the QB analysts around the country this morning on social media, is throw that deep ball, which, you know, that was also key to unlocking Arthur Smith's 2019 and 2020 Titans offenses led by Derrick Henry. They did have the threat of airing it out. AJ Brown had some huge seasons. So that's potentially a strength there. And that would play right into the hands of one number 14, Mr. George Pickens. Throw the ball up, let him make a play. What was he always saying to Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky? Just put it in the sky, he'll go and get it. So that could mesh well. As far as some of the other stuff, yeah, you might have to rethink how you do things, maybe schematically, personnel-wise. You know, the Steelers at this stage of things, X's and O's wise, I don't think they're too committed to much other than feeding 22 and 30 a lot with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren, which shouldn't be an issue for Russell Wilson. You know, Pat Freiermuth's going to be involved for at least one more season, if not beyond. And you know, George Pickens is going to be on the outside, and at least right now, Deontay Johnson. So, that's all well and good. What I also think is just a very interesting, fascinating personnel dynamic here is, what were we saying all last season? This offense lacked leadership. It lacked kind of that one voice, which at times may have worked against them at the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era. But, you know, how does he come in and try to fit with a unit that's very young, was finding its way, was trying to do so when it was sputtering at times production-wise? That's all going to be very intriguing to watch from afar, because without being too far into the weeds on it and just a casual observer from the outside, seemed like Russell Wilson alienated some teammates, but also galvanized maybe just as many, which makes him a polarizing figure in NFL circles. And now that circus is coming to Pittsburgh, for better or worse.
Yeah, I think that'll be something to keep an eye on, because I do think the offense lacked leadership at times. And you know, basically what you were saying is, we learned with Ben Roethlisberger, Sometimes it works with some players, and some it's rare that you get the perfect leader that works with everybody. So we'll see what Russell Wilson has. How big of an upgrade do you see this as, Brian? Because I think there's a graphic going around on social media about how the Steelers Super Bowl odds did not change at all. I think they were plus 7,500 before the deal was announced, and they're, as of this morning when I looked, they were still at plus 7,500. So Vegas is putting their money, you know, where their mouth is, and saying that this is not a substantial upgrade. I think I looked at the PFF scores briefly, and Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson are kind of right there in the bottom third together in terms of PFF scoring. How do you see what Russell Wilson has compared to Kenny Pickett? And do you think that there is listen, I don't think they're bringing Russell Wilson in here without the expectation that he's going to get every chance to be the starter, but you know, is there any way that Kenny Pickett makes them think about it at least?
That onus is on him now for sure. I mean, we'll see what gets said. And I alluded to it earlier. I feel like it's kind of been a zero dark Kenny off season for the most part. You know, I haven't seen him popping up doing any real, you know, media podcasts. It was around this time last year that there was kind of a big to do about him organizing all the fellas down there in South Florida and having a throwing session with George Pickens and Najee. And, you know, I think Mitch Trubisky was even there as well. Calvin Austin, Connor Hayward. So you haven't heard about any of that. And maybe he doesn't feel like that's his place to even be doing that now. Certainly it's even more in flux with this news. Is it a seething behind the scenes Kenny Pickett who's going to come back better than ever? Or is it going to be a checked out, you guys have clearly given up on me, Kenny Pickett? I don't know. It's a really tough spot for a third year guy to be in, even beyond all the local connections and, you know, the dyed in the wool Pitt fans and Kenny believers who will still have his back with the Steelers. You gotta, you know, just follow their actions a lot more than you follow their words. To answer your question about an upgrade, Adam, I think Russell Wilson upgrade over a lot of what we've seen from Kenny. There were no doubt some discouraging moments and a couple highs in his second season in the NFL. But I'll tell you what, I don't even know that. And again, this is as somebody, I'm not going to pretend I've watched a ton of 2023 Russell Wilson tape or studied everything. I know the numbers look good on paper. I know he's also got a lot of detractors who paid a lot closer attention to those Broncos than we did here in Pittsburgh. I think the quarterback play the Steelers were getting from Mason Rudolph in those last four games, you know, I don't know that this is going to be a huge upgrade even over that. Now, I think Mason's probably going to go sign for more than the vet minimum. So in that case, bringing in Russell Wilson might make more sense. But I don't view him as a guy who's still a capable Super Bowl winning quarterback. But, you know, Brock Purdy was just there with the Niners and a player or two away from knocking off the Chiefs. So if you build up enough of a talented roster around a cheap quarterback and you have enough pieces in place system-wise for him to thrive, then maybe you can try to take your shot. I assume that's what the Steelers are thinking here by bringing in Russ. And I don't necessarily expect a huge jump, but they surprised a lot of us who didn't think they were ready to reset the quarterback room this soon. And here they are doing exactly that.
Let's play this out a little bit, Brian. Let's just say hypothetically, the Steelers win the Super Bowl with Russell Wilson. Everyone's thrilled. He goes out, gets a big free agency deal next year. I don't think the Steelers would have the cap room probably to keep him around or the preference to keep him around on a bigger deal. So let's just say he wins the Super Bowl and then rides off into the sunset with someone else. The Steelers still have to make decisions about Kenny Pickett, namely whether they're going to use a fifth-year option on him, right? You know, in the next year, that's a decision they're going to have to make. How do you view this deal in terms of the big picture for Kenny Pickett, not just the, you know, what's ahead in 2024?
Well, unless these guys go to Latrobe and Kenny blows away Russell Wilson and ends up as QB1 again, you're expecting Russell Wilson to start, Kenny push to the bench. And, you know, if Russell struggles, who knows? But, you know, if he plays great, or even just play it like in your scenario, or if he just plays okay and keeps the job for 17 games and maybe a bonus postseason game, you're not going to have another year to assess Kenny Pickett. I mean, you'll have practices, you'll have training camp, you'll have preseason games. You're probably not picking up that option. And that's the, you know, the rock and the hard place that he's in. And that would lead me to think you're going down the road of a Zach Wilson who is in no man's land requesting a trade with the Jets. You're going down the road of a Trey Lance who got dealt for not a lot to the Cowboys once the Niners found their guy, albeit a younger one. You're going down the road of a Mac Jones who actually has been traded already from the Patriots to the Jaguars for what, a mid to late round pick. So yeah, it's difficult for me to view this as anything other than the Steelers cashing in their chips on Pickett. But hey, these are all theoretical things that we're discussing. Plenty can and will happen on the field that could change the results and the outcomes for both of those guys and obviously the franchise. But at least right now, when you bring in somebody like Russell Wilson, you're not doing it to be the mentor, teach Kenny Pickett the ropes. Russell Wilson himself has been on podcasts lately saying he thinks he's got a lot of good football left in him, wants to win more Super Bowls. So something's got to give there. And maybe there's more that we don't know percolating behind the scenes from the Pickett camp. Who knows what they might be wanting or asking for at this point. Like I said, we haven't heard from Kenny. He's kept a very low profile this offseason. Perhaps now we know why.
With that in mind, Brian, how much runway do you think Russell Wilson has to struggle here? Obviously, we saw, what, 5-6 games into the Mitch Trubisky era.
Benched it at halftime of game 4.
Oh, right. Yeah, didn't even make it to game 5 or 6. So gave up on Mitch Trubisky pretty early. Now you bring in Russell Wilson, who has a lot more polish. But if it's not there after, 4 or 5, 6 games, Brian, do you think that you could find yourself in a similar situation where the Steelers are like, all right, now we got to know what we have in Kenny Pickett before we make some of these decisions in the offseason? Or do you think that they're saying, this is Russell Wilson and we're going to ride it out pretty much regardless of what happens early on?
I don't think you have to do that because the deal is so cheap that what do you really have to lose if you bench him a month into the season because he's just not really clicking with Arthur Smith's playbook or he just doesn't have it physically anymore. I mean, I think a lot of the tape from last year, it's not painting that bleak a picture of his physical capabilities at this point in his career, but you never know until you see it. You guys can fall off a cliff in one off season, I suppose. And there's just a lot of other moving parts there. Be playing, in the elements as well. If you get to November and December football, I mean, shoot, looking out my window right now at the snow on the ground, you never know in Pittsburgh, it might hit in October, but there are going to be a lot of considerations as far as that goes. And unless something changes drastically, you will have a first round pick sitting on the bench behind him that you could insert and go to. But how do you manage and massage all the those personalities and egos involved? That's why Mike Tomlin's going to be earning his money at this stage of the game with the quarterbacks there in the Steelers locker room. I'm also intrigued, fascinated by, is Russell Wilson going to be a captain? Is he going to be viewed as somebody who's taken on that leadership mantle? We don't want to say he has 52 kids under him, but he will be a Super Bowl winning quarterback, an accomplished, decorated guy by far the most of anybody on that offense. So those will have to be in the back of your mind too once you get way down the road of those hypotheticals. So yeah, I don't think you're committed to riding it out because the money is so cheap, but there might be personality dynamics there that make you a little bit more committed to seeing what you've got.
Brian, let's eulogize, I suppose, Mason Rudolph in Pittsburgh and the long, strange trip it has been for him, apparently at an end. Why do you think that they didn't want to see, whether he could build on those last 4 games of last season? Was it, was it those personalities in the room? We've heard talk about how, there's preference among some of the receivers possibly for Mason Rudolph over Kenny Pickett. Is that just a situation that they could not invite and that they had to go in a different direction? Or do you think it was a more of a football assessment? How do you read the way things ended for Mason Rudolph here?
I think it's more of a football and a value assessment for the Steelers. I mean, it's you kind of can't pass up the price here for Russell Wilson. I can't imagine Mason was going to come back on that kind of deal when he'd gotten this far into the free agency market. And any awkwardness that would have been created with another round two, or really round one, I guess, of Rudolph Pickett training camp competition, I think it's just as, if not more, awkward that way with Russell Wilson coming in here. So I think it could be preference. It could be Arthur Smith's offense. Mike Tomlin, we know, has wanted more QB mobility than Mason Rudolph has offered for them. And, you know, there may have been some difficult conversations behind the scenes with Steelers front office, Rudolph's representation, who feels like they're getting a raw deal there in terms of the negotiations and what he was worth. So, yeah, I can't imagine he's going to be back. Granted, we said that this time last year and the market wasn't there, but I think certainly the way he played when given the chance late in the 2023 season, one of the other 31 teams who maybe hadn't called around the trade deadlines or cut down days the last couple years, or came, you know, with the chance to get Mason for nothing in free agency the last couple years, will have some interest now to bring him in as their backup.
Yeah. I think it's pretty unlikely unless they made a decision to trade Kenny Pickett or they got a great offer for him, you would think, but that would have to happen in the next couple days here. So it's hard to imagine. But Brian, we are going to wrap it here. Great conversation. Who knows? We may be back if the Steelers make another big deal in this legal tampering period. But more than likely, you'll hear from Brian again tomorrow on Chipped Ham Football. Brian, anything you want to tease there?
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's so fluid this time of year that, you know, you record something and then it can change. You bring on a guest and now all of a sudden it's not as, germane to what's going on with the Steelers. Things are happening rapidly right now in free agency, let alone, you know, we usually like to have national writers or talkers on that show, and they're all knee deep in it right now. So we'll see. We'll come up with something as we always do. But also I've got my chat at 2 p.m. today, smack dab in the middle of the call it legal tampering. It's basically free agency. Stuff's going to be going on right now, entering agreements. So plenty to watch and listen and hear from the Post-Gazette as the Steelers begin reshaping their roster for 2024.
Yeah, so stay tuned to this YouTube channel. Subscribe if you haven't already. Please like this video if you enjoyed it. Help us out in the YouTube algorithm. And stay tuned to postgazette.com. Lots more content coming from Brian, from myself, from Jerry Dulac, from Ray Fittipaldo. Stay tuned, and we will talk to you again whenever there's more news to give you. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.